He's back, back, Zach that frickin' maniac. We're going to talk about him next. Also, we're going to take a brief moment because we got to honor one of our heroes' deaths.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Do I say goodbye?
Abraham Satrakian.
The good time that made us laugh. Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, man.
Oh, Satrakian, I love you.
I thought we could.
So you know what's interesting? So, hey, guys, welcome back. You're watching the after show for The Strain. Yes. And we're almost there. It's like a marathon.
Yeah.
I mean, we're at mile, like, if a marathon's like 26 miles, we're like about at 18.
Yeah.
We're almost there. We're at 18. The next week will be like 21 or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Last push.
Yeah, with the way this show goes. All right, so... Just like the master's able to take on these other like people, you know, and so Stephen Lemieux is able to take my form, and you can find me on all social media at Rick Hong, R-I-C-K-H-O-N-G, and I'm joined by Mr. Michael Young.
Hey guys, and you can find me online at One Youngster, which is O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A.
So, yeah, I mean...
Sadness, man.
You know, I mean, what's even funnier, too, is that we have a death of a major character, and it's just like Boyz II Men. Boyz II Men used to be four guys, and now they're only three.
And the crew is changed, is different. You know, people are sad. We had a nice little funeral, and, you know, now we're going to have to work through, you know, our just anger, our hurt, our pain, but we have to push on.
I mean,
for the memory.
So my thing is this. The issue that I have is, do you feel like really that heartbroken that Satrakian's gone?
Yes!
You do?
Yes, I do. Well, not really, but yes, I do. I mean, this is why I feel bad. And in the chat,
tell me why you feel bad.
In the chat, guys, you can you know, agree with me if you want. Please agree with me. But he's been with us since the beginning, and he was right. He was right the whole time. Even when the plane first landed, he was right since the beginning. And he's the one that has to die for this because he was right. It's like, hey guys, look, this is a master. He's a vampire. You need to like burn the plane or something. And nobody listened. Nobody listened at all. And then he was when he went to the court, and nobody believed him. Then he talked to F, and nobody believed him. And, you know, now look at us. You know, we're in a horrible place because nobody listened to him. He was right the whole time, and he paid the price.
Yeah, my only issue, though, is it's like I just never saw looked at his death to be inevitable.
Okay.
Only because he's so old. And
true.
He was so focused on one thing.
Yeah, and he did finish out his issue with I-Corps. So
right.
Him and I-Corps have, you know, completed their cycle, and they're done. Now, he did not get the master, but that is, of course, a storyline for Quinlan. Even though we kind of started out with it being Satrakian's storyline, but his was more tied to I-Corps. So at least he did climb that mountain. He, you know, he conquered that. He beat I-Corps at his own game, and he was able to look into his dying, corroded eyes and be like, "I beat you." So that was good. That was good. And then he was able to give us the information we needed before he passed on. So, you know, he got a warrior send off, if you will.
Okay, so Stephen brought this up. Well, Stephen brought this up. We talked about this where the Lumen was like this thing for three seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of just dropped off, and it's been about the nuke for the last couple episodes. Lumen was in episode one briefly, like, oh no, it's going to burn up, kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
And then it comes back, I think, like last episode when the team starts getting back together.
Yep.
So, but then the reveal is kind of, I'm deflated on the reveal too, of here's this thick ass book.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of components to it. And he's like, I misread the book and what
misread
it really is.
I misread it.
Yeah. We must, the collaborators.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, to a part of it, I'm just like, I want to like call, you know, Croc on that. But
I do feel like the writers were like, collaborators, gotcha. Because, like you said, the book is a tome. Like, this book is pretty large. And for the whole book to only have get a nuke, like that...
Yeah, well, has to be more get a than nuke's that. Not going to be there, right, because yeah, when it was probably written, exactly.
Yeah, well, or, yeah, or, you know, the face of God or whatever. And they go through the things that work or didn't work. They said sunlight doesn't work. Actually, sunlight does work. In the first season, when they put him in the sunlight, you could see it burning him, but he just wasn't in there, in my opinion, long enough. He has to, like, he has to be in the sun for, like, a long time. Like, they had to, like, I don't know, put him in chains and, like, put him in front of, and make him, like, real, you know, well-done crispy. But
no, you gotta put him like in here. This is what I would have done. I mean, I would have gone and melted, created like a silver ball and chain for this guy.
Oh,
and
okay,
then put
okay.
him in a pit, just like they did for Brad Pitt in what's her face? Kirsten Dunst in Interview with the Vampire.
Good
or, no,
point.
No, oh, you know what? It wasn't Brad Pitt, sorry. It was Kirsten Dunst in like that woman where they put them in the pit in the movie,
yeah.
And then the sun comes across and burns them.
So yeah, that would have been good.
So I agree with you. I agree with you in the sense of, like, it's not that sunlight didn't work. They just couldn't keep him tied down.
Yeah, because when he came out the window, he was, like, sizzling. So he was sizzling. But he was, you know, burning up, but he just needed prolonged exposure.
And then the chopping of the head off kind of, a little bit, because, like, nobody knew about that little worm.
Yeah, that nobody worm knew about, like, the master worm, yeah.
That can, like, sneak away for some weird reason, and then... the other one. I mean, I still think that they could have figured it out to do. I like the whole let's put him in, and they didn't explore it enough. Let's put him in the box, lock the box, throw him in the ocean, which is actually an episode of Angel.
Oh yeah,
I don't know if you ever, do you remember? I don't know if did you ever watch Angel, Buffy?
Only a couple of episodes, but I know, you know, I remember those days.
Dude, big spoiler, sorry guys, but if you didn't watch Angel back in the day, then whatever. But no, they explored that in that show where they put Angel in a box, locked him up, threw him in the ocean, and that was like a cliffhanger part of one of the seasons.
Yeah, because I mean, you can always put the master in a box and throw him in like the Marianas Trench, and he'll like never come back.
You know? My thing is like, why don't you
at least maybe
or throw lighter fluid in there, like light that thing on fire, and then lock him in there. And
there has to, I guess, our thing is there has to be way more like plans and ideas in the book besides the face of God and collaborators. I mean, that book is huge. Like, it has to talk about maybe like their physiology, weak points. You know, anything. That book is huge, and it has the hidden words when you read in the sun.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's like another problem is they didn't. They used that, which I thought was genius to like say if you transparent the thing, you can see like the actual right. And like I think there's more that could have been explored on that end too, in terms of like what they could have done with the power of the lumen.
True.
This $300 million book or whatever they finally sold.
Like whatever they paid it for, it's extremely expensive and extremely large. And for them to never really get much except the face of God and collaborators, I feel like they're selling the book short in this.
Yeah.
Now, I will say something that I've said in this show and they've brought up again is that we're not sure that the other ancients are dead.
See, like, Steven brought that up in terms of those guys that are like on the posts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, where the hell are those guys this season?
Well, we think they were blown up, but of course we all know when it comes to TV, unless I see you die, unless I see you go, then you're not dead.
Like, exactly.
I need to see you die on screen.
Sometimes even when we see people die, they still come back.
Yeah, it's like
Pet Cemetery, man. Yeah. Someday, sooner or later, you know, dead is better. They always come back.
But I don't know if it's too late to bring them back in. I feel like it is, but we don't know because...
I agree with you. It's late. If they don't bring them back in, it's a waste. Or they don't at least address to say... Because I don't really remember, as we've been watching, them really address. It's like I said, you're telling me about this right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so. It just got said now. And I just feel like that's a loose thread that they could have tied up or could have explained, and they just were like, whatever. But, you know, it could be worse. This was... I mean, as a whole, this episode was cool. I do think it's late in the game for this episode. Like I said about last episode, I think this episode should have been much sooner. Like, if last episode should have been episode 3 or 4, this episode should have been 4 or 5. Like, I do think...
Yeah.
I do think this episode is about 3 too late.
I think although I was in here, I did watch, but I think Steven said, welcome to episode 1 of the miniseries, the 4-part miniseries, The Strain or whatever it was. So.
Yeah, because if this was episode 1, that would have been cool, because you know how we always start with a monologue? We always start the season with a monologue from Satrakian. We could have got the monologue of I guess Fett and Quinlan have gone to retrieve a nuke from deep in Montana, and F has had some success poisoning the whatchamacallits, and now we're coming back to New York. Boom, episode 1. And then, you know, we could have had way more, you know, intense action, which we did get. You know, this episode was, this wasn't a bad episode. I just feel like we're really late in the game, and it's kind of what I thought. I thought we were going to get a mad dash to the end, and that's what we're getting. We spent 6 episodes trying to get a nuke that we're most likely not going to use now, and now it's a mad dash to the end to be, you know, action-packed. And I'm like, we could have had 10 amazing episodes, and now we're going to get, like, 4.
That's why I'm saying it's like, I feel like we're at, like, the... If you've been running a marathon for this thing, we should theoretically be at mile 22 or 23 to say, oh my gosh, I'm almost at 26. Yeah. But it actually feels like we might be at mile 18 with the way they've been doing the storytelling.
Yeah.
So it's because, like, I was like, I don't know, like, do I see the horizon of the end? Is it, yeah, is, like, it smushed there? Sure. Is it not there? Wait, so who did you think should have got the sword? Hey,
yeah. Sorry, I just want to chime in. It's Brianna in the booth over here. Been Woo-hoo. Watching the show since season 1 as well. I want to just say, you know, it's almost kind of like they got renewed for 2 seasons, and then we're like, oh shit, how do we make this last?
Brianna, I think you're getting confused. She's talking about the show Lost. See, she's talking about the show Lost. Clearly, like, they had a plan for about 2 seasons, and then they really got lost. So now, but you're right, Brianna. Absolutely.
It does seem like they were like, this is our final season. They were like, oh, somebody walked in the writer's room. Oh, no, you've got 2 more seasons.
Either that, or it's like, hey, we got all our money. Let's just kind of...
let's just ride it out a little bit.
Yeah.
So, someone said, sealing him, what is it, Renji 90998, although sealing him and throwing him in the ocean might not last long for those who've seen the anime JoJo. I guess JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, maybe, but I haven't seen that. Maybe that's a horrible idea, but I mean, it seems
Wait,
okay.
Are we talking about JoJo from The Bachelor? Are we talking about JoJo the singer? Or, no, I'm kidding.
But I mean, I guess I'm assuming the water pressure would keep him down.
I mean, I agree. What I'm saying is I definitely agree that, I mean, it wouldn't have been a permanent solution. It's just there's so many different things that...
And it's a supernatural show, so there'll always be some, like, he also, inside of the box, he had the special amulet that allowed him to swim like the sharks of old or something. And be like, oh, he got out anyway.
I just thought the collaborators was good, but just
collaborators should have been something that we were attacking last season.
Yes. Right. Yes. I don't look at it as a final, oh my gosh, this is, yes, this was the missing
piece.
If
he read the book and he came, like, if he first got the book and he said, hey guys, it says that if you cut off his limbs, we need to attack collaborators. And that was season 3, like, tracking down collaborators and assassinating them and stuff. I'd be like, oh, snap, this is sweet.
And maybe ending it somewhere right at the end of season 3, or, like, as we got into season 4, getting rid of the collaborators, and then
going
maybe
for the face of God thing.
And then, like, this episode could have been, like, maybe episode 4, where Satrakian dies, but he kills off Eichhorst, and then he gives the final reveal of
the master worm. Yeah, because the book should have the master worm in there. That's something that should be in the book. It's big enough. Maybe it's in the appendix or something. It should be somewhere in there. Like, look in the glossary. Oh, master worm. I wonder what that is.
Or, I mean, I don't know. Maybe, like, how to draw the worm out of the master's body. Like, there's a certain way
I feel like a book that is that ornate and that is that thick should be, like, the end-all be-all besides just using the sun. Like, the sun should definitely be in there. Like, it should be like, you know, chapter 4, use UV, use sunlight, use anything that you can that's UV related. But then there should also be a chapter on like the master's physiology. Like, this is how he's built. This is how he works. This is why he's so fast.
100%.
Or this is how he's able to regenerate. If you can stop these things, or if you can, you know, maybe if you put him in a humid environment, then the worm is too misty for him to take it. I don't know. I'm just making up things. I'm just saying.
No,
this
no,
book
but yeah, but you're right. The physiology things. Of the master, like breaking down the physiology of the master. I love that idea, as opposed to this weird theological. If you pray enough. You know, if you do the whole nam nam ho re ke kyo or whatever it is that you pray, that like, then that's going to like really put him in some sort of weird trance or stop him.
Yeah.
You know, the face of God part, like that's another area where I thought that's kind of getting out of context of like, it's like, what, you're going to all of a sudden see, what is that?
Like the clouds break out and God's like, hey. And he's like,
I mean, come on, haven't you guys watched Preacher? I mean, hey. God isn't there. I mean, if you've been watching Preacher, I mean, it's just like that. You know, God took a vacation.
He took a vacation. He'll be back.
Yeah. The sword.
Yes.
Do you think the sword rightfully went to the right person?
Yes.
I do. Okay, you...
I do. Fett... Between the my three sons, I believe, because F went off, you know, and he went to Philly, and you know, you had, you know, Fett go off, and even Quinlan went off with Fett, but I think Fett was the one who was really like, you know, his best son, his most likely son. So I think Fett has the right, you know, and you know, he used to have the rebar, so now it's kind of like the rebar, like upgraded.
So what we're looking at is that his gift to F is the secret of the white.
Yes.
His gift to Fett is...
Was the sword.
But what the hell is his gift to Dutch?
Love.
Love.
Oh. Did she save his ass? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and she cried the most, too.
Yeah.
Even if you watch with captions, it said loud cry. So, you know, you knew she was really crying. She's like, ah.
Yeah, she definitely was the only one of the three there that seemed, like, emotionally moved by the fact that this was happening.
Yeah, like, but the other one...
She did spend, like, the majority of the end, when they went off, with him. So maybe she did create a bigger bond with him.
You know what? You okay, know what? No, okay. I mean, granted, okay. he's way too old, and you guys will hate me for saying this, but I would have loved it if he would have gave her the gift. Since, like, they've been... You know, doing the whole pregnancy thing. Maybe she's like,
wow.
She's
I'm going
like,
to leave that alone.
I have Satrakian's kid. No.
Satrakian Jr.
Just no.
And the funny thing is, he comes out with like the full white beard, like, thank you, mom. I thank you. Thank you for giving me birth.
No, yeah, right.
And it's time.
You have a baby with like a bad like beard makeup on that just comes out.
like a nice little goatee. And he has a hat too already. It's like, where did he get this from? But anyway,
no.
that's you know what? That I would be, man, that would be crazy if that really happened.
I'm totally
that would
like,
be crazy.
At this stage, you know, we're just all over the place. I'm joking around about it. But
yeah.
I will say something you said earlier that it had some great action scenes. Like normally when you're watching shows, the coolest thing that I did see in this episode was Quinlan taking the machine gun and blowing a guy. Like, I mean,
yo, that was
just, yeah,
that was pretty brutal. Like the port scene, I guess that scene was pretty brutal. Cause
that was legit.
Like, yeah, it was like, and like blood everywhere. I was just like, whoa.
Yeah, you know, because usually, right, we see the like someone with like a regular just handgun,
yeah.
You know, shooting certain distance, but taking a machine gun, just bam, like I mean, yeah. That close. That's like a video game, which was great.
And speaking of gunshots, like even further, like Gus was pretty good with the headshots.
Yeah,
like, Gus was pretty solid.
Although, how do you go into with just one gun? I mean, you know these guys are...
Because they have tons of guns.
They're fast. I mean, the bad guys are fast, but he comes in with one handgun, and it... Okay, so I mean, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt that it jammed.
Yes.
It wasn't like he ran out
And he's also been
of...
trained. He's also been trained by, not Quinlan, but man, the other vampire, you guys know in the chat, let me know. I can't remember his name, but he was trained by him and his team. So Gus already knows kind of like the hand-to-hand combat, you know, with the Strigoi. Yeah. So, you know, even without a gun, he took care of things. So it made me proud to see him step up like he did.
Because all I know is if I was going into those situations, I'd be going in like the Punisher. I would have so many different types of guns on me just to make sure that I had something to kill these guys with.
Yeah, but I'm surprised we didn't get the kind of like, you know, what people call now like the commando scene where you see everybody like,
yeah,
like everybody's like loading bullets and like for this mission that actually ended up being pretty fun, like a pretty fun mission, you know, infiltrating the, I guess, the birthing center / blood draining center.
But then we have, before they even that happens, we had this weird debate about the nuke.
Yeah.
So was the nuke a waste of our time this season, or is it not the waste of our time?
Yes.
You know, because like a Satrakian's dying breath, it's, oh yeah, the nuke's like a waste of time. So then they start infighting about whether or not the nuke, which leaves us to sit here and question, okay, did we waste our time watching this?
Yes. And guys in the chat, let us know if you think it was a waste too, because I agree with you. We might have lost six episodes for a nuke.
And, I mean,
that we're not going to use.
No, and to a degree, I mean, I 100% think that there it's almost like a it's like batteries. Two negatives don't make a positive.
Yeah.
So it's kind of so like I thought like yeah I thought that
you're
kind of
wondering
like
yeah. You're kind of wondering, like, so what now? And, oh, thank you, Janice and Adam Vaughn. That's his name. Vaughn was the name of the other, like, other vampire that had the hoodie, and everybody was all cool with the black hoodies.
Oh,
like, those guys were sweet.
He was awesome.
Those guys were sweet. And they had the black hoodies that came in, and like, poof, 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 and everything was great. But then they were just like, the writers were just like, well, we want to bring in Quinlan, so I guess we'll just slide them to the side a little bit.
Same thing. Like the ancients, yeah, we'll just slide them to the.
Yeah,
we got Quinlan now. We got Quinlan. This weird backstory about how he was like a makeup. Yeah, he's like, made up to look like a human, like a scary looking human.
Because when I first saw it, I was like, oh wow, they're like the vampire SWAT. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, these guys are official. And then the writers were like, don't worry about that. We're not going to follow their story anymore. Forget them. Like, there's nothing to see here. But, yeah, like, so now he, you know, he's got trained by them. So, you know, he has kind of his, you know, he's confident around Strigoi. You never really see him scared anymore, which is a good thing. And then, you know, you have your other people who need to step their game up. But our core team is pretty solid.
You're right with the training because, I mean, come on, man. If you go home every single night, and you got to feed your mama, your Strigoi mama, and she's got like
with
that
your own blood.
Yeah, your own blood. I mean, you're gonna know. Yeah, you're gonna know how to dodge all the, you know, like the tongues and everything, and you'll be strategic about how to kill or not kill the Strigoi. So yeah, you bring up a good point with that. That's true. He is really, really, really trained.
Yeah, and really quick to the chat. hold on, where was it? Not MacGuffin. I definitely think Manhattan is going to end up in a mushroom cloud. I'm thinking that like maybe we're not going to get that, you know, I guess satisfaction now. Like I'm feeling like we might not get that now.
Well,
because of the whole back and forth about, you know, about whether we're going to use it or not.
All right. Okay. Well. We're talking. So in this. Because we're getting towards the finish line. We've seen a major character die that we've been with at least for almost, yeah, four seasons.
Yeah.
You're talking about the Mushroom Cloud. They talked about self-sacrifice.
Yeah.
So who's the dude that's going to kill, like, it's got to be Quinlan, right?
I'm guessing that's who he was referring to because Quinlan says when he kills the master, he'll die too. So I'm guessing that's what we're referring to, maybe. Hopefully. Because if not, we really don't. I mean, guys in the chat, let us know if you know who self-sacrifice refers to besides Quinlan. I mean, hopefully it's not F. Because.
But we really have a problem with that, too. Because I mean, this guy is like a. He's like almost like the Grim Reaper. I mean, everybody that he gets near and touches, they all die. Like Steve, I think Lemieux brought this up a couple episodes. I mean, in our after show, that like he just anybody that gets close to that guy. Other, I mean, so far Dutch has managed to stay alive, yeah. But
Dutch is cool, Fett's okay, but and unfortunately Zach's okay.
But I mean, the mom died. He has sex with the mom, she dies. Yep. He has sex with
Nora.
Nora, she's dead.
Man, I miss Nora.
Okay, and so then Alex, he didn't quite have sex with her, but like there seems to be like that weird.
He was about to, you know, but he was being a gentleman. He was like, you know what? Look, normally it would be fair game, but right now we got an apocalypse to handle. I can't do this.
And he has like a weird.
But he thought about it. It was in his head.
But and he has like the very delayed reaction of death on her.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, she's dead. Okay, all right. So what about the, okay? How so was, subtracting.
How did she die or whatever? It's just like all these characters were shortchanged. So except Satrakian, I don't feel was really shortchanged. He got his satisfaction, but there's so many other characters that are kind of like shortchanged in this. So
and I'm wondering with the shortchange though. So then, I mean, does it mean she should have even been introduced into this season? I feel like they shortchanged not only her, they shortchanged. I'm waiting for Roman to be shortchanged, by the way. But Claire, right? Claire or the love interest for Fett. I'm having a brain fart. I'm sorry, man, guys.
It's not Claire.
How she disappeared. Yeah, but Chloe.
Charlotte.
Sorry. I knew it started with a C. I'm sorry.
In the chat, the third turd. I agree. That's all I'll say. I agree.
So same thing with Charlotte. It's just like, okay, she's there to kind of be a sniper to let them escape, but yeah.
She was like, okay, I did my part, guys. See ya.
I mean, it would have been cool just to see them like contain the characters and just drive the story, the mythology of the story for this season, as opposed to all these, let's bring in this person, let's bring in that person.
Yeah, that really don't... It's not that they're bad actors, it's just that they don't really... They're not lending to the story anything that the main characters couldn't have done. And I think that's the problem.
We don't need Jar Jar Binks. We don't need Jar Jar Binks in this.
Speaking of the Jar Jar Binks of this show, we did get to see Zach at the end.
Good one, Brianna. Good one.
Yeah.
No, but we love to hate him. I mean, he's not Jar Jar Binks. I mean, he's Hayden Christensen. He's Hayden Christensen.
He's ever since like man, just Zach is just.
He's not even Jake Lloyd. He's Hayden Christensen.
He's worse than both of them, man. Like, and it's funny because the real guy, like the actor, is probably fine. It's just Zach is just. He's like hugging the girl.
Be a great, great story for this actor when he's older, and like has a few awards or whatever it is. Like, you know, you can always look back and make fun of yourself for one of your.
He'd be like, I remember when everybody hated me. Like everybody hated me for no reason. It's like, oh, there was a reason.
Can you imagine? Like, but can you imagine the other kid, the other actor? He's just like, oh, dude, sucks to be you. Yeah. He's like, I'm glad I got out of that.
He's
role.
Like, when I left, everybody loved my character. Everybody loves Zach. And then you came in and you ruined it.
Yeah, you're like George Clooney in Batman and Robin, man. You ruined Batman.
Isn't it the one where he had the Bat credit card? Oh man,
I freeze. Ooh. I'm Batman. what's creepy is I don't know what I was thinking, but we see the girlfriend or the pseudo or supposed to be girlfriend. Yeah. I thought I for some reason I don't know why I thought she probably would have been dead, but instead he keeps her around too.
Yeah, and
just really creepy.
Yeah, and someone said in the comment how they was it Janice? Maybe not Janice, but Adam. Adam talks about how you know she's still warm or you're still warm.
Oh, it's like, dude!
It's like one, you know she's. Relatively dead, right? And two, you're just weird. And three, just like, you're weird.
And what's even more strange is to see, okay, so they're embracing as like, oh, you're so warm. And then you see like that little tongue of hers kind of go out.
She's
and
like, I want to bite you so bad.
Yeah, it's like, are you trying to bite him? Or is that some metaphor for something else?
Maybe she just wanted to give her, she wants to give him loving the only way she knows how. Because this is definitely not a family show.
No, and then, especially when you see it, right?
It's definitely not a family show.
I'm confused, too, is it the master controlling her to say, good for you, Zach?
Yeah, I'm guessing.
That was a little confusing.
You know she doesn't have her own free will. I mean, well, the master can give her her own free will, but it hasn't been explicitly stated, so maybe not.
And if he gives her her own free will, it's not like she's a fan of Zack's anyways, because she never was really a fan of him. I mean, other than just trying to use him for, your, as you say, plums.
One plum, man. One plum.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to, like, all right, look, let's go, man. I don't want to go back to this, but this is how whack Zack is. Zack thinks that you can pull a chick with just one plum, man. All right, I'm not saying that love don't cost a thing, but what I'm saying is maybe, just maybe, you should put in a little more effort than one fruit, man. One fruit. Just one. That's why she dead now, because you only gave her one fruit. That's it.
And then you get a little, you got the creepy crawler still there too.
Yeah, and I wonder. It's funny. I would love to see a digital series of just them two in the house waiting for him to come back. Cause like, what's the dynamic between those two? Because like the creepy crawler, like he's mine.
And I can't. And I can't imagine this kid. These are his best friends.
Yeah,
he's got a perverted, like a perverted, like. Father figure who, you know, who makes him get on his knees to get the wife.
Yeah, because it's and like, then, do you have to get on your knees? It's like, yeah.
And then he's got this, like, this warm body of a girl he killed, so you know. And he's got this, the creepy, like, get back!
Back, stop, back.
He's then he gets in the elevator, they're both, like, looking back at him. Yeah, it's like, what is going on here?
It's like, you live a very weird life. And I know F, all right, let's put this in the context of if Zack was my son, would I be like, man, you know, this is my son, but after a certain period, like, yo, he's just gone, man. He's just too far gone.
Yeah.
Like, why once he saw him, he should have been like, yo, man, I've just got to kill you. Because you're nothing but a pawn. Even if you don't know that you're a pawn, you're only a pawn. And that's it. Like, you know, our relationship is done. You can't. What are we supposed to do? Play catch after all of this?
I mean, like, there's no going back. He's not, and the kid's not going to get therapy after pulling the trigger and blowing up, you know, nuking the whole world. I mean, how do you get
killing, like, I don't, let's say thousands upon thousands. I don't know. Like, there's no going back from that. So, I mean, hey, look, for any future kids that I have, if you nuke a city and you think that I'm just going to come back to you, like, you can forget it.
You're dead to him.
You're dead. All right. Don't come back. I don't want you around. If I see you in the streets, we're done. We're done, son. We're done. I don't even care if you're my seed.
Would be like, it's fine. I hope you learned your lesson from it. But you know
what? Yeah, yes. What's the takeaway here, Zack? Come on, tell me.
It's like, well, I mean, you know, you're not that bad. Like, you know, maybe a little therapy, a little love. No, man, this guy's witnessed people get murdered.
No,
witnessed people.
You're making lots of bad decisions. You're killing people.
Just a few.
You're, like, pretending people are your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't become your girlfriend, we'll give her.
Like, better decisions.
Just a few better. Just a few. Yeah. man, but it's. We want to say it's a lost cause, but next episode, you know, it seems like maybe F is feeling this a lost cause too. Cause I mean, it showed that little clip with him to the gun to the back of his head. So maybe, you know, I mean, we are in the fast fast forward to the end, the mad dash. Maybe, you know, maybe Zack takes a L. You know, maybe it's over. Maybe, you know, Zack is the chief collaborator that, you know, needs to go. Hopefully.
Well, I mean, so if we are talking about the collaborators, okay, we finally got rid of I-Corps after all these seasons, which is great, and rightfully so, at least in due diligence. I mean, Satrakian taking I-Corps was the course that we all wanted to see as viewers after all these, you know, as an audience too after all these seasons. But so, like, yeah, the collaborators are Zack, and then we got Cass Anvar, Sanjay Desai.
Yeah, so we got him, stabbed him in the foot with a funny but good crawling scene.
It's always like, God damn it, God.
And then he kicked her in the face. I was like, oh man, I mean, You know, that's a pretty serious kick. And then, I mean, Dutch just took it. She was like, ah, all right, I got it, no problem. And stabbed him in the foot. It was a funny scene, but it was a good scene. Because you saw them both, like, kind of, like, battling to the last inch. And you know they had their issues with each other when they were in the,
of course. I know, and birthing center. And there, too, the right person went after the right bad guy.
Yeah.
Her going after him was exactly what was satisfying.
Yeah, that's what we needed.
So I at least liked that she had the knife and, like, stabbed him in the foot to say, you're staying right here.
Yo, she was not playing with that knife. Like, I mean, she didn't, like, she stabbed, like, all the way through. Like, even when we see him in the chair, like, there's blood around his foot and stuff. So, you know, kudos to Dutch, man. Kudos.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, part of me, though, I'm sitting there thinking...
She should have killed him?
No. Oh. Would it be such a bad thing to have Dutch crawling on you? I mean...
Oh!
Other than the fact that she's, like, she's okay, got him in, like, a chicken, you know, she's got his arms, like, all bent yeah, up and everything. But you got Dutch crawling on you, man. I might kind of enjoy that a little bit,
you know. Maybe
it's a little, you know. She's hot. Hey, Dutch is hot. You know. She banged two of the guys in there already. I mean...
Wow. She did. Oh, yeah,
she banged Fat. She banged F.
Wow. Well, I mean, you know, things happen in the apocalypse.
And if we wrote The Strain, you know, she also bangs the track. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, look, it's the apocalypse. Things happen. Emotions run high. Sometimes you see someone, you know, you're close to death, and you're like, you know, you never know if you might, like, live again. So, you know, you got to kiss them. That's kind of, I mean, that's what happens, man. Like, if there was an apocalypse right now, people would just be, you know, hugging each other, kissing all over the place. I guess, maybe.
And I don't know, like, I mean, so what's going on with Gus and his B team?
I think he's finally got them on board with what I said they should have been doing this whole season.
Yes.
Which is,
that's right. You've mentioned that in the last couple episodes. Sure.
I think they should have always been kind of like this guerrilla fighting unit that was hitting small spots around the city. They couldn't find out who they were. They might have had a picture here or there, but they didn't know exactly who this team was, because of course, you know, the Strigoi are there, and you kind of have this hive mind, but
right,
the hive mind, since it's connected to one, can't work as fast as other people that just know the city. So, you know, they're able to hit quick and, like, kill, say, 20 Strigoi and then pop out, you know, or, you know, hit here and set this place on fire or whatever. And I think that should have been doing this type of stuff is what his team and Cream as well should have been doing since episode one.
And same thing, none of those guys really seem to mourn Cream either. But what happened to Kareem? Oh,
what happened
he tried
to Cream?
He tried to be a collaborator. Yeah,
tried to be a collaborator. Right. He died. Do you want to do that? He was like, nah, man. So, next? Like, they didn't, it was, Cream didn't really get, you know, or maybe he got what he deserved. Like,
oh, he totally got what he deserved.
He was kind of like, you know, kind of like this shady guy. All in it for the money. Didn't really care about anyone. So should anyone care about him? Maybe not. You know, maybe he got what he deserved as far as the remembrance. Maybe they were just like, oh, okay. You know, well, he's dead. Okay, well, you're the leader now.
Yeah.
That was it. It's like, all right, well, it's decided. You're the leader. Bye-bye, Cream. nobody had a funeral. His body's probably still in the church or something. Like, nobody buried him. Nobody cared. Nobody said any words. Nobody. They were just like, oh, they, like, stepped over him.
Yeah, I don't think even. Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, did they burn him? I mean, like, those, because those little worm things are all crawling over the place. And...
yeah, like, what happens? That's another thing. What happens to the worms that kind of, like, because we saw it happen with Gus with the plot armor. He had the Strigoi Rain-X. Where it just, like, there were two worms that just, like, rolled off of them after the, like, what happens to those, like, stray worms, I guess? Like, say if there's a worm, is it kind of like, you know, do they just kind of roam around until they die? Like, how long can they survive outside of a, I guess, a host, you know?
Yeah, is it like an earthworm after, like, a rain and it's, like, in the sidewalk and
yeah, it just gets,
how long does it take to shrivel up from yeah, the sun or whatever it is?
Like, does it get toasted or is it like, kind of okay on its own? And I mean, can they just search and kind of track each other? Like, who knows? I don't think they've ever kind of given us any inkling on what happens with that.
Yeah. So, well, I unfortunately. Mean, so what I want to get into is they've taken down that plant. They've taken down that plant, which true. I think would leads us into predictions for the next.
And now you're after Buzz TV.
So tell, I mean, Mike, I'd love to hear what you think might happen now that the plant's gone. We know that the nuke is still. It's in play.
Yeah, it's in play where we can. I figure next episode is the master finally, because I think F doesn't let Zach go, whether regardless of what Zach does. Like say Zach decides to join the team, he'll stay anyway. Or if Zach is like, no, Dad, you know, I hate you, and we're gonna keep the Strigoi, you know, alive or whatever. They're gonna kidnap him anyway. I see the master probably mounting up defenses, like fortifying that building, with like probably like bringing all the Strigoi to that building that he can, at least. And then them finally finding out where the building is. And I think that, unfortunately, we're probably going to lose Roman because...
Because he's a red shirt. He's a red shirt from Star Trek.
He's slightly higher than a red shirt because he kind of got them to their destination. But... He's by himself.
Nobody cares about him.
Yeah, he's down there. He's by himself. It just doesn't. It's not a recipe for success. So I think he's dead. And then we end with kind of like going towards the building. You know, kind of the bombing run on the Death Star, if you will.
Oh, stay on target.
Yeah,
stay on target.
Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking.
Wait, Brianna, you got anything? You got any ideas? Or you're just kind of like, eh.
Tell me if you still can't, because I don't want to be wasting mic time. I really think that we're just going to have, like, everyone's going to finally be together, but Zach's going to go and ruin everything and take F away, which is going to cause someone else to die. That I would rather have Zach died. But I don't think they'll actually kill Zach until maybe the last episode. They'll try to, like, make us feel like he can be turned back for good. But yeah, in the end, I mean, I don't know. I think everyone's just going to have to die in the end.
Alan
has to die. That's a self-sacrifice.
Everyone dies in the end. Goodbye. Alan in the chat says, Zach is forced to walk into a biker bar wearing a hat that says NARC. Man, that's sad. Sad Zach. It would be nice to see him just kind of whipped a little bit. Just like beat down. Like a couple, you know, like people just like with some nightsticks just whip on him for a little bit. He deserves that.
Now, I think it'd be so. Like my prediction is that, and it's gonna piss off a lot of people. It has already, but like I don't think the nuke's gonna ever really come into play. Oh. I think the death of the master comes a different way. I don't think that the child advocacy people would allow someone as much as he's a douche. I don't think that Zach. Is able to get beat.
Yeah, because this is Hollywood. He's not.
I unmuted myself because they asked me for a prediction. Oh, sorry, guys.
Oh. Yes, Brianna, yeah. Yes. Yes, the voice in my head.
Yes, go ahead.
But really, really quick, guys. So thank you so much for bearing with this show, watching the after show for 4 seasons. You know, we've had a bunch of different hosts. Stephen Lemieux will be back because he's hardcore. He's the guy that's been here since season 1. I did want to say that, you know, we are AfterBuzz TV is the number one destination for TV coverage, and we're going through a little bit of a shift. We're evolving and organizing a little bit differently in terms of how you guys can find us. Don't worry, your favorite after shows are still here. Bear with us. It might take a little bit, but like as everything gets upgraded, just like iOS gets upgraded, just like what else? Well, I mean, there's
Android
always...
gets upgrades. You know,
just like the many iterations of Facebook. Imagine Facebook back in the day. How people always wanted the old Facebook back, but they needed to evolve. We're doing the same thing, and so we're just like letting you guys know this. And don't worry, you know, it's like we're listening to all you guys in terms of like how to present the best shows to you in a more organized fashion, and you know, and that's coming over the next couple of weeks and couple of months, and so don't fret, don't. Stay tuned. We'll be here for you guys. And that's what I can. Yeah, that's what it is for us.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, and hey, next week we will be here. Stephen Lemieux, I think, might be back.
He'll be back for the finale.
Okay, Stephen Lemieux will be back for the finale. He has to be.
But Zach will be back next week. He'll be back.
Yeah. We don't know if Zach will be back for the finale, but Stephen Lemieux will be back for the finale. Mike, where can everybody find you?
You can find me online at One Youngster, which is O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A. Also, you can find me during the week on BHL, or sorry, Black Hollywood Live. Just search Nerd Soul, N-E-R-D-S-O-U-L, in YouTube. You'll find me. I'll be right there just like...
No sound, just...
Oh, just like, cacao.
Yeah. And guys, you can find me on all social media at Rick Hong, R-I-C-K-H-O-N-G. Hey, here's the good news. Two more episodes.
That's
the
good
news.
That's
the good
news. That's it. That's all you have. Just two more episodes. You can make it. We can make it. We can all hate Zach together. In love.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you. We'll be here next week. Same time, same place.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Zach is whack.
Yeah.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.